Tourism Australia says latest figures show tourism growth is steady but slowing. Australia's inbound tourism industry has slowed from some of our key source markets in the year to September 30, 2018, with 9.16 million international tourists representing a 5.6% growth over the previous year. The good news is that some markets are showing excellent growth, including Malaysia, Philippines, Indonesia, Brazil, Argentina, Canada, India, and even Japan. However, while China remained Australia's leading source market for international tourism, with 1.42 million visitors in 2017-18, the growth of Chinese tourism over the past year has slowed to about 7% compared to the double-digit rates of year-on-year growth in previous years. Last month, a slowdown in outbound Chinese tourism was predicted because China's high rate of economic growth could not be maintained indefinitely. Other source markets for Australia are also slowing, including United States, the United Kingdom, New Zealand and South Korea, all significant inbound markets for Australia, representing over 3 million visitors between them. The 2018 Global Traveller Report shows 2018 was a record year for air travellers, up from 415 million in 2012 to a forecast 808 million this year. However, retail travel expenditure is shrinking, down $15 billion from $397 billion in 2016 to a projected $382 billion this year. The average travelling consumer is now spending $491 per trip, which is $170 less than in 2012. This trend, however, is not evident in China, where between 2016 and 2018, outbound Chinese travellers increased by a massive 50%, and now account for 40% of the money spent on retail travel around the globe. Now, the most tight-fisted are Western Europeans, South Americans are bargain hunters, while North Americans and East Europeans are more interested than other nationalities in buying local souvenirs. Accor Hotel Pacific is undertaking a major multi-million dollar refurbishment at Sofitel Fiji Resort and Spa on Fiji's Denarau Island. It will expand the exclusive adults-only Waitui Beach Club, adding 24 new beach cabanas. But kids aren't missing out, with development of an adolescent zone and a Waitui Beach Club for kids. Sofitel Fiji Resort and Spa will also upgrade its guest rooms, all five restaurants, bars, and add a nightclub with a DJ. Other enhancements include the resort's entrance, lobby, gym, conferencing rooms, ballroom, and the addition of a new yoga deck. However, work will stop during the December to January festive season. Flattened by Hurricane Irma in September 2017, as he and his staff rode out the storm in a wine cellar, Richard Branson's Necker Island has reopened in the British Virgin Islands. It now has an enlarged great house featuring 11 bedrooms, that's two more, overlooking the Caribbean Sea, the Atlantic Ocean and nearby islands, while a master suite has a private sun deck and hot tub. The Branson family compound is popular as a high-end incentive destination, featuring multiple freshwater infinity pools, a beachside hot tub, hammocks, tennis courts with pros, and water sports equipment including wakeboards, scuba gear, and sailboats. Tourism Australia has held its business events showcase for Greater China this week in Melbourne, the first time the event's been staged outside China. It's designed to provide Chinese incentive planners, corporate decision makers and media with first-hand experiences of some of Australia's best incentive products and destinations. 60 qualified buyers from China held scheduled business sessions with 50 Australian industry members and also undertook a full day of experiences in and around Melbourne's Olympic Parks and the Flemington Racecourse. Ayana Resort and Spa on the Indonesian island of Bali has banned all digital devices from its pool area from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m, urging guests to live in the moment. The luxury resort reportedly wants to preserve who we are by valuing human connection and me time, adding, "The ethos of the river pool is to create a place of tranquility where our guests can truly relax." Now, selfies are permitted only between 7 a.m. and 9 p.m. and again between 5 p.m. and 7 p.m, promising that during the daytime there'll be no calls, no texts, no pictures and no social media, just you, river pool and this moment. In an effort to eradicate phones temporarily, the resort's installed lockers by the river pool. Instead, it offers games such as chess, cards and something called Jenga. instead of Instagram, Facebook, and Snapchat. And that's Travel Writers Radio News for this week.